back at it here as we continue on today. Good to have you along. Greatly appreciate you spending time with me here today. Kirk Kirkwood is a longtime contributor to the New American, former newspaper editor, and a guy who's staying in touch with the headlines. Kirk, good to have you here today.
Thank you, sir.
As I look at the headlines, and I talked about this earlier in the program, you know, the border crisis continues under Joe Biden, and yet it keeps getting pushed off the front page by, well, by all the other major headlines that are worthy. But as we forget about the border crisis for a week or two or three at a time, it doesn't get any better. In fact, it seems to get worse, doesn't it?
Well, it is getting worse, and it's getting worse because they're making it worse on purpose.
Now, who's so behind this? So my question is this.
The one thing we have to understand about this border business is that we call it a crisis. This is not an accident. Crises aren't accidents. This is planned. All you have to do is look at Biden's actions over the last 12 months. You know, the stopping deportations for 100 days. Just last week, his immigrant DHS secretary, who was caught finagling visas for wealthy foreigners when he worked for Obama, basically announced that deportations would stop, that illegal aliens are just simply not a priority, basically, unless they're murderers or rapists or people who are criminals who would be a very, very serious threat to the public or a national security threat.
Yeah, you know,
it's not a priority.
The Democrats have this fantasy, and it is only a fantasy, of turning Texas blue. The problem that they face is more Hispanics are voting red than ever before, and Texas is becoming more red, not the other way around. So you've got the Democrats pushing this. I mean, whether they admit it or not, they'd like to flood the country with these folks thinking that they'll vote Democrat at some point. But meanwhile, you've got big corporations that are looking for cheap labor. And so there's another component that's a problem. And so I say follow the voting, follow the money, right?
Well, yes. You follow the money, you know, who benefits? And yes, there are many big businessmen and big businesses that want cheap labor. And so of course they're gonna want to bring these people in, but that may be a separate issue because there you're getting into H-1, you're getting into the visas for foreign workers. Here we're simply talking about people crossing the border with these deportations, which have stopped. So there are two separate issues. So although they are part of a larger issue, what I was writing about yesterday was what's going on at the southwest frontier with Mexico, which is mass immigration.
Right.
Illegal immigration.
Right. So if nobody is interested in fixing the problem, and yet it is destroying, I mean, you go and you listen to the folks that are the people that are in law enforcement, in school districts,
right,
in any sort of public service accommodations or, you know, infrastructure for, you know, these places are overwhelmed. The schools can't accommodate them. The police and law enforcement can't deal with them. They're being shipped all over the country. And violent crime in places like Miami and New York, and you find out that the people that are there are violent criminals we've allowed into our country knowingly without vetting them. I mean, how do we stop this problem?
Well, one, don't vote for people like Joe Biden. That's one thing you have to do. It's difficult to stop it on the state level because the Biden administration will, as the Obama administration did, sue any state that tries to stop this, which is, as you recall, what happened in Arizona. So I'm not sure what the states can do legally without getting attacked in court by the Justice Department, because remember that Biden and many of the public school districts do not view this as a problem. They think it's great. I mean, our county or our city has been flooded with illegal immigrants, refugees. No problem. Just build another high school. I mean, that's what they do. They don't view it as a problem. They view it as it's a way for a school district to get more money.
But here's the problem that I have, and a lot of you. When you had mass immigration into this country from various countries, and a lot of people that came here weren't treated particularly well. I'll use the Irish for an example. But they ended up creating places and assimilating and becoming Americans. A lot of these folks that I see coming here, they don't care if they're Americans. They just want the free stuff. They'll do whatever, you know, you bring them in from all over the world, from African countries, from Afghanistan, from the southern border, and a lot of these folks don't seem to care one way or the other about America or learning about America or the language or the culture. They don't care about any of it.
Well, of course they don't. They're here for jobs and money, and this idea that they're escaping persecution is utterly false. These illegals that come across the border, even the ones who apply for asylum, admit to the people that speak to them, the people that take surveys, oh, yeah, I'm here for a job. You know, I'm here to improve my economic condition. They are not running from persecution. That is a myth. We covered that extensively within the last couple of years at the New American.
Well, Court, I greatly appreciate you outlining what we're up against. I don't know how we change it, except to continue to try to elect people that will change it. But by the time we get there, I don't know if we have to be a reckoning. There is a reckoning coming. There's no question.
Well, you look at France.
Do I have to?
There's a reckoning over there. You know, this guy Zemmour, who is very popular, and is trying to save France from what he sees as the inevitability of the French losing their country. So, you know, there could be a reaction like that here. We saw a little bit of it in 2016 when we elected Trump, but he blew it. And, you know, whether it's too late, I don't know. It might even have been too late with Trump. You know, that's what some people have speculated. It was Trump wouldn't have mattered no matter what he did.
But I guess we'll have to stand there and find out. Court, I'm going to leave it there. Court Kirkwood. From the New American. Got to leave it there, Court. Greatly appreciate it. Where do we go? I don't know. There is a reckoning coming. I can guarantee you that. But is it going to be enough? Well, I'm going to vote as if it were. I'm going to fight as if it were. I do not give up. I do not give in. I do not panic, as you know. And I support a lot of great companies along the way, like Wolverine Water Systems. Wolverine Water Systems, best water system you're going to get. It's Michigan-made. It's installed by Michigan folks, your friends and neighbors. It's been here for almost 75 years. WolverineWaterSystems.com. If you want to get the best water of your life, go to WolverineWaterSystems.com. And if you have a Michigan company, you need to be a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, MIChamber.com. MIChamber.com. You need the kind of experience you get for a little bit of money is priceless. It's a lot cheaper to be a member of the chamber than you might realize. And the amount of experience that's brought to the table by the chamber, no matter what your challenge is. If you've got a question, it's almost certain they've been there before. MIChamber.com. That's the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Every company I've ever owned in Michigan has been a member. I'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
I'm Brad Hoos, and I named my company Muskox Outdoor Apparel after a prehistoric Arctic mammal that has the most insulating fur on the planet. To honor this amazing animal, we make quality outdoor performance gear to help you live your next adventure. And like the muskox, our gear is built to last, high quality, and survives the element. For every $100 purchase, we donate $10 towards wildlife conservation. So if you're looking for the best flannels and outdoor gear around, visit gomuskox.com.
Homeowners, today's high-efficiency oil heat systems are so advanced that you can cut your bills by 25% or more when you upgrade. And with rebates up to $1,000, there's never been a better time to replace your old oil heat equipment. To learn more about oil heat rebates, visit useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.